Please rise and flag salute. Ms. Becker?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Roll call. Madam Clerk?
Ms. Becker?
Here.
Ms. Crane?
Here.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Nankervis?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Present.
Mayor Sanford?
Here.
You have a quorum.
All right. We have a special order of business tonight. Did we bring the whole world to Juneau, Alaska?
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
Can't beat that.
Mr. Manager, foreign exchange students, anything from you?
No, I would like to turn it over to Ms. Sue Baxter.
Ms. Baxter?
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm Sue Baxter, and I'm co-chair of the Sister Cities Committee. And one of the things that we have committed to is making sure that our exchange students, the first couple of rows, get introduced to both the assembly and the school board and get to know each other. You're doing really well at getting to know each other. But I've
asked them each to introduce themselves, say which country they're from, and say what school they are attending at that point. And then if you guys have any questions, you can go ahead and ask them. So is the easiest thing to just pass the
microphone? Yeah, just pass the microphone down the line.
All right.
Have them stand up so we can look at them. And
okay, thank you, Mayor Sanford. Okay, I'm going to start out with you.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey. I'm from Taiwan. In Asia, it's beside China, but Taiwan is just Taiwan. It's a country. Yeah. I'm come here to do my exchange program, and I start in JD High School, Juneau Douglas High School. Yeah. Juneau, very beautiful, like the Discovery Channel. Yeah, it's more different than Taiwan, the weather. It's very cold there. In Taiwan, it's very warm, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very different, but it's fun. So I hope I have a good year in Juneau. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
All right.
Hello, I'm Andrea from Milan, Italy. I attend Juneau Douglas too, and the thing that most surprised me in here was the food, because we in Italy feel a certain pride about our gastronomic tradition, and everyone had told me that I would have eaten like very bad, but since I got here, you have like amazing salmon and amazing cakes and just.
Hello, I'm Raphael from Switzerland, from northern part. I'm also at JDHS, and I'm here with the same program as Andrea with CCI, and. Yeah, I like it so far. It's really beautiful here in Alaska. And yeah, I was really surprised that glaciers can be till down to the sea level. So it's not common in Switzerland like this.
All right, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Kishin Pele from South Africa. I've been here for 8 months, arrived here in January, I leave in December. I'm with Juneau, I'm at Juneau Douglas, and I am sponsored by the Downtown Juneau Rotary Club. And the thing that surprised me the most is that even though we're still in America, there's only one McDonald's in Juneau.
Hello. Sawadee. My name is Nisara Wongjiraskun, but you can call me Miu. I'm from Thailand, and I studied at Thunder Mountain High School. Yeah. And the thing that surprised me is the school here is more easier than Thailand. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tomi Katona. I'm from Budapest, Hungary. I'm 17 years old. I'm with the same program as Kishan, Rotary Youth Exchange. We are sponsored by the same club. I go to JDHS, to Juno Douglas High School. The most surprising thing here is probably how beautiful Alaska is compared to Hungary, which is like a small country in the heart of Europe. And Alaska is like 20 times bigger, so thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Abdullah from Bahrain. It's just next to Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. I attend Juno Douglas High School, and I'm from the YES Grant program funded by the Department of State. The most surprising thing is how cold the weather is, because in Bahrain it's extremely warm, and here it's freezing cold.
Hi. I am Maha, I'm from Yemen. It's in Middle East. I am with YES program. It's Kennedy Lugar Youth Exchange and Studying. I am in Thunder Mountain High School. And here it's really different from Yemen. It's really different. And I am excited for the snow. I have never seen snow in my whole life. So I'm excited.
All right. It's coming.
Hi, I'm Natalia from Slovakia. Nice to meet you all. I'm really happy that I meet you. And I love Alaska, really. It's really beautiful, and I love Juno. I never seen like weather like this, because in Slovakia, we have really nice weather. And I think that it's in September, we have like 25 degrees, so it's really hot and not like here. And when I come, it still rains, so it was so annoying, and I don't like it. But I love Alaska, and I study on JDHS. And nice to meet you. All right.
Hello, my name is Miriam, and I'm from Norway, from a city called Bergen. It's on the west coast. And I actually just arrived for about 1.5 week ago, so I haven't been there for that long. But I go to Juno Douglas High School, and the organization I'm traveling with is AFS.
Hi, my name is Joanna. I'm from Colombia. The new in the place is the snow, because my country is really hot, and no, in here no snow. It's really cold here. I am sick and for cold, but it's a beautiful place. I am really happy with here. It's really nice. Thanks.
Right. Thank you. That's cool. Does any assembly members have any questions for any of the students? Ms. Becker.
Thank you. What was the school? Which school are you attending? Yes.
Johanna.
JDHS. Is there just one student who is attending Thunder Mountain?
Two.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Baxter, do you have anything else for us?
No, I don't have anything else except for the World Affairs Forum that's coming up in mid-October, where we have several representatives from Whitehorse that are planning on attending and presenting. And since Whitehorse is our sister city, they have invited all of the assembly to attend any part of that World Affairs Forum. We hope to have a small reception for the Whitehorse Connection, that for the whole community. And when I get that all organized, I'll let the mayor know.
Well, I'd just like to welcome all of you to our fair city. And I know that way back when, in 1966, when I graduated from Juno Douglas High School, we had several, three or four, foreign exchange students. And they became lifelong member and friends of local students. And there's been exchanges happening almost every other year since then with those students. So you're developing friendships that are very important, and people-to-people contact that's very important. And you know that we're normal people who live in cold weather, and we know, you know, a lot of you are people who live in warm weather. And so these exchanges are great and are very important to all of us. So pay attention to what you're doing, learn a lot, and have a lot of fun. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you. Did she leave our, Ms. Baxter, did you leave our microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
No.
Gorgeous girl.
Yeah. About 6 7 months. We have the house. It's kind of interesting since I raised two boys. It's exchange students. Girl. My
dad was an Indian. Everybody keep sliding out the door, please.
Five. And they're here on the
floor. They came up with their car. They were just floor. Right, I guess.
Thank you, Carl. Okay, let's move on to our next item on the agenda, and it is approval of the minutes. Can I have adoption or a motion to adopt the minutes of September 9th, 2013?
So moved.
Are there any corrections? Any changes? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes for meeting 2013-24 are adopted. Manager's request for any agenda changes?
No changes, thank you.
And next we'll go, thank you, Mr. Manager. We'll move on to public participation on non-agenda items. Had anybody signed up? Do you know, Ms.?
Oh, sorry.
Madam Clerk? Is there anybody who wishes to address us on a non-agenda item tonight? Thank you very much. Public participation is closed, and we'll move on to the consent agenda. Ms. Becker?
I move that we adopt the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? So ordered. Move on to public hearing, and we have ordinance 2013-24 before us. Madam Clerk, could you please read the title?
Ordinance 2013-24, an ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of a general obligation school bond in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $8,100,000, mm-hmm. and providing for the form and terms of the bond and for unlimited tax levies to pay the bond.
Admin report.
This ordinance authorizes issuance of the remaining $8.1 million of the voter-approved Auk Bay school bonds. The bonds being issued consist of $7.4 million, the remaining portion of the $18.7 million approved by the voters on October 5th, 2010 for the Auk Bay school renovation, and $700,000, the remaining portion of the $1.4 million approved on October 4th, 2011 for the Auk Bay School ground source heating system. The bonds will be issued through the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank for a 10-year term, which is the minimum term to qualify for the state's school construction bond debt reimbursement program. Both authorizations qualify for 70% reimbursement. When adopting the subsequent interest rate resolution ordinance, Section 13 provides the Assembly the option to delegate final approval within parameters to the manager. The remaining debt service after state reimbursement will be paid from property tax levies. The estimated total cost of the debt service, including interest at the average rate of 2.4% for the 10-year bonds, is $9.16 million. The city should receive reimbursement from the state of $6.41 million, assuming full state funding, leaving $2.75 million to be paid from local property tax levies. The maximum estimated annual property tax mill levy needed to fund the locals' share, assuming full state funding, is 0.07 mils, or $7 per $100,000 in assessed value. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2013-24? Seeing none, public comment is closed. We'll move forward with assembly action. Mr. Wanamaker, do you wish to move this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Ordinance 2013-24 and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
No.
So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. We'll move on to Ordinance 2012-20AV. Madam Clerk, could you read the title for us, please?
Mm-hmm. An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $4,790,628 to fund the City and Borough of Juneau's fiscal year 2013 Public Employee Retirement System contribution, funding provided by the Alaska Department of Administration.
Mr. Steedle, admin report.
This ordinance would appropriate $4.7 million, which is the state's FY13 13.84% on behalf of PERS benefit paid for CBJ. Funding is provided by the Alaska Department of Administration. This is a housekeeping ordinance to properly account for this on-behalf payment and has no impact on the CBJ's finances. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on 2012-20AV? Seeing none, public comment is closed. We'll move on to assembly action. Ms. Crane?
I move adoption of Ordinance 2012-20AV and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, could you please read the next ordinance on our list here, mm-hmm. which is Ordinance 2013-11G.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $586,600 as partial funding for the Stater Harbor new haul-out ramp and float, grant funding provided by the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, designated legislative grants program, and additional funding from a permanent easement payment from the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administrative report, Mr. Steedle.
This ordinance would appropriate $586,600 for the Stater Harbor haul-out facility. $500,000 in grant funding is provided by the Department of Commerce, and $86,600 is provided by a payment from the Department of Transportation for a driveway easement as part of the roundabout project currently under construction. This is a portion of the phased work to make safety improvements to Stater Harbor and Auk Bay to replace the existing haul-out ramp and float. The $500,000 is a FY14 designated legislative grant specifically for phase three of the Stater Harbor haul-out facility. The $86,600 is the amount of the negotiated value of the permanent easement required as part of the roundabout project. At its regular meeting on July 25th, the Docks and Harbors Board adopted a motion to recommend the Assembly approve the appropriation of both the $500,000 and the $86,600. The Public Works and Finance Committee reviewed this project at its August 5th meeting and recommended approval of both amounts. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. I'll open this up for public comment. Does anybody in the public wish to comment on ordinance number 2013-11G? Seeing none, public comment is closed. We'll move on to assembly action. Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move approval of
turned the wrong page. Ordinance serial number 2013-11G and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Move on to ordinance 2013-11H. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $67,000 as funding for the Zach Gordon Youth Center kitchen remodel, grant funding provided by the Rasmussen Foundation, and additional funding provided by Zach Gordon Teen Club Incorporated.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administrative report, Mr. Steele.
This ordinance would appropriate $67,000 for the kitchen remodel at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. The funding is provided by a $50,000 Rasmussen Foundation grant and a $17,000 donation from the Zach Gordon Teen Club. The Youth Center applied for and was awarded funds through a Tier 2 Rasmussen Foundation grant for the demo and rebuild of the office kitchen. Additional funds for this project were raised by youth-driven fundraising activities and donations from the Zach Gordon Teen Club Alumni Fund and the Zach Gordon Teen Club Board. There is no CBJ match required. The remodel will address the need for improving the layout, storage, and use of the kitchen area, which will allow us to expand our food offerings to youth and allow for the opportunity to provide cooking classes. Offering meals has become a primary service of the Youth Center. The Public Works Facilities Committee reviewed this project at its August 26 meeting and recommended approval. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11H? Seeing none, assembly wishes. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance 2013-11H and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Keel. We'll move on to Madam Clerk. Please read ordinance 2013-11I.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager's sum of $19,018 as funding for the Local Emergency Planning Committee grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on to Mr. Steedle.
This ordinance would appropriate $19,000 from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs for the Local Emergency Planning Committee. The funds are slated to support the FY14 goals and activities of the LEPC. There is no match requirement for this grant. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11I? Seeing none, public comment is closed, and we'll move forward to assembly action. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of ordinance 2013-11I and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objections? Madam Clerk, please read ordinance 2013-11J.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,575,000 as funding for the replacement of buses for Capital Transit, grant funding provided by Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and by the Equipment Replacement Reserve Fund balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Steedle, admin.
This ordinance would appropriate $1,575,000 for the replacement of four buses for Capital Transit. Grant funding in the amount of $1,432,778 is provided by the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and the 10% local match requirement of $142,222 is funded from the Equipment Replacement Reserve Fund balance. This funding will replace four 35-foot New Flyer buses purchased in FY01, which have provided over 12 years of service and nearly 500,000 miles. This is the last replacement of buses programmed in the 2008 Transit Development Plan and adopted by the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan. It is planned to replace these four buses with similar vehicles. The Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this project at its August 26 meeting and recommended approval. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on 2013-11J? Seeing none, public comment is closed, We'll move on to assembly action. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of 2013-11J and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Madam Clerk, Ordinance 2013-11K.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $20,000 as funding for the purchase and installation of an aquatic climbing wall at the Augustus Brown Swimming Pool. Funding provided by a donation from the Juneau Community Foundation.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Steedle, admin.
This ordinance would appropriate a $20,000 donation from the Juneau Community Foundation for the purchase and installation of an aquatic climbing wall at the Augustus Brown Swimming Pool. The Community Foundation has received donations intended to be used for an aquatic climbing wall at the pool. Installation of the wall will be handled by Parks and Recreation building maintenance staff. The Parks and Rec Advisory Committee reviewed this request and recommended approval at its September 3rd meeting. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2013-11K? Seeing none, public comment is closed. We'll move on to assembly action. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move for adoption of Ordinance 2013-11K and ask for unanimous approval.
Are there any objections? Did you raise your
hand? No, it's okay.
Okay. you threw me off there for a minute, Ms. Becker. Seeing that there's no objections, Ordinance 2000-1311K is adopted. I was in my rhythm. We were going to town.
No, I was really getting bored.
All right. Madam Clerk, could you please Ordinance 2013-11L?
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $290,000 as funding for facility plan updates to the Juneau Douglas and Mendenhall wastewater treatment plants. Loan funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Steedle, administrative report.
This ordinance would appropriate $290,000 of loan funds from DEC, Alaska Clean Water Fund State Revolving Fund. The loan funds will be used to update the wastewater treatment plans for the Juneau Douglas Treatment Plant and the Mendenhall Wastewater Treatment Plant. The updated plans will respond to the DEC's inspection team's recommendations and will help us evaluate improvement needs. The terms of the loans under this loan fund are 20-year repayment at 1.5% interest. The project loans will be repaid with utility customer revenues. Assembly Resolution 2651, adopted June 24th of this year, authorized the manager to enter into this loan agreement with DEC. The Public Works and Facilities Committee passed a motion of support for the resolution at their May 20th meeting. The Public Works and Facilities Committee heard this action at its August 26th meeting and has forwarded this appropriation to the full Assembly for approval. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on Ordinance 2013-11L? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the adoption of Ordinance 2013-11L and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Madam Clerk, Ordinance 2013-11M.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $45,858 as additional funding for the State Homeland Security Program, grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Admin report, please.
This ordinance would appropriate an additional $45,858 into an existing grant from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and Emergency Management through the 2011 State Homeland Security Grant Program. These funds are slated for purchase of equipment for CCFR, including two thermal imaging cameras and an identification, credentialing, tracking, accountability system for volunteers, principally firefighters and EMTs responding to an emergency situation. There is no match requirement for this grant. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11M? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Move on to assembly action. Mr. Dibdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move ordinance 2013-11M and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Madam Clerk, could you please read ordinance number 2013-11N?
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $433.05 as funding for the Local Emergency Planning Committee, grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administrative.
This ordinance would appropriate $433.05 into the existing FY13 LEPC grant adopted through Ordinance 2012-20 on August 27th, 2012. With the addition of this funding, the total grant award will be $14,776.05. Funding is provided by the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. There is no match requirement for this grant. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. And is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on 2013-11N? Seeing none, Mr. Keel, could you give us the honors of moving the lowest amount ordinance we've had in many, many months?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move assembly adoption of ordinance 2013-11N, and on this critical matter, I ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Madam Clerk, could you please read 2013-11O?
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,210,937 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Design Runway Rehabilitation Capital Improvement Project, grant funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration and the State of Alaska.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administration report.
This ordinance would appropriate $1,210,937 for the runway rehabilitation design project. Funding is as follows: FAA grant $1,171,875, Department of Transportation match $39,062. The FAA funds 93.75% of the project from the Airport Improvement Program, the remainder being split between the Department of Transportation and the Juneau International Airport. FAA has advised the airport that this grant will be funded with federal FY13 funds and that the funds must also be appropriated in FY13 prior to September 30th of this year. The airport board approved this action at its August 14th meeting. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. And is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11O? Seeing none, public comment is closed. We'll move on to assembly action. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would ask for adoption of ordinance 2013-11O, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Madam Clerk, ordinance 2013-11P.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $726,562 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Conduct Airport Master Plan Study Capital Improvement Project. Grant funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration and the State of Alaska.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administration, Mr. Steedle.
This ordinance would appropriate $726,562 for the Airport Master Plan Study Capital Project. Funding is as follows: FAA grant $703,125, Alaska DOT match $23,437. The FAA funds 93.75% of the project, with the remainder being split between DOT and the Juneau International Airport. FAA has advised the airport that this grant will be funded with federal FY13 funds, and the funds must also be appropriated in FY13. The airport board approved this action at their August 14th meeting. I recommend adoption of this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle, and we'll move to public comments on ordinance 2013-11P. Does any member of the public wish to comment on this ordinance? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Mr. Wanamaker, assembly action.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the assembly approval of ordinance 2013-11P and ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Jones?
I object just for a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I noticed in the written report in the packet, it talked about, and this one and the ordinance prior says that the remainder would be split between DOT and the International Airport, but there wasn't any funds listed from the International Airport. So I was just wondering if there was. That's one question. And on this particular ordinance, which I didn't see in the previous one, it said if the grant funds are not received, the amount can be de-appropriated. I was just curious what that meant. Are we anticipating that maybe that $700,000 won't be coming?
Oh, we were at the time that this was written. Since then, we've gotten notification that we do have the grant money.
Okay.
And as far as the airport contribution, Patty, can you address that?
Welcome, Patty.
Thank you. The match for this is still to be determined, and the FAA directs how we're going to do that, whether it's through the local match would essentially be possibly PFCs, or it could be through discretionary funds. So they'll have to address and direct us which direction to go on that.
Well,
Mr. Jones,
would that mean that the total dollar amount, the $726,000, would be higher?
As the grants are issued from the FAA for a total amount, the master plan on this one, for example, would be a total of $750,000, and then the 93.75% covered by the FAA, then the other percentage we split with Alaska DOT. But again, when they say local match, it's through our capital project funding local match.
Thank you. I remove my objections.
Thank you. Objections removed. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, ordinance 2013-11P is adopted. Thank you, everybody. Mr. Steedle, any unfinished business?
No, Mr. Mayor.
New business? Do we need to read each one of these then?
In part.
Thank you, Mr. Steedle. Go ahead.
Okay, new business, A, late filed request to apply for senior citizen hardship property tax exemption. The code places the authority for accepting late filed claims with the assembly. These applications are due to the assessor's office annually on April 30th. The first one is Jack Bodine. On August 23rd, Mr. Bodine filed a late application for the 2013 senior citizen real property hardship examination. He applied late for the hardship exemption due to traveling during the application period. Approval of this late filing would result in a loss of $1,985.34 in revenue to the city. The assessor's office has reviewed the applications and has determined Mr. Bodine has an income ratio that would qualify him for the exemption if it had been filed in a timely manner. I recommend the assembly authorize the assessor to accept the application as if timely filed.
Are there any objections? Mr. Dibdol?
Mr. Mayor, can we address all of them in one motion?
You can, as long as no one has an objection to pull.
Okay. It. Mr. Dibdol, go ahead and address them all in the motion.
We'll I'd like see. To move approval of the exemption for Jack Bodine, Sophie G. Frank, Sophie McKinley, Aurelia Thibodeau,
Catherine
and Catherine
FATCO?
That actually is a different exemption.
Oh, they are?
That last.
The last one is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those four, and ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Mr. Nankervis.
Objection for purposes of the discussion.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've said it before, what we're offering here is a break for people on their property taxes, and we give them a date to file for that exemption. And what we're being asked now is to give them a break on giving them a break. So we're giving them two breaks. And on these, we have August, September, August, and September. I'm going to leave the last one out. That is also September for something that was due April 30th. And I understand there's different reasons for asking for these exemptions, but we're giving folks an exemption, certain folks an exemption that isn't, not everybody in the community is entitled to. And I find it upsetting that we continuously get these and we continuously issue them. And what I would propose is that maybe we have some sort of sliding scale for these, and that say if you're 2 weeks late filing it, instead of getting what you would have gotten if you filed it on time, you get 10% less than that, or 5% less. And the later it gets, the less of an exemption you get. Otherwise, I don't see an incentive for having a deadline the way it works right now. Just a thought. I remove my objection. I just wanted to discuss it a little. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, those four are approved. Mr. Dibdahl, the last one.
I realize it's different.
This is different in that it's not the hardship exemption, it's the senior city property tax exemption. And it's similar circumstances to the other that was filed late on September 3rd. The reason Ms. Satko applied late was due to a serious illness, and the assessor's office has determined that she would have qualified if she had filed timely.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move approval of the late filed request on the senior citizen property tax exemption, as I do believe there are mitigating circumstances, and ask for unanimous consent. Thank you, Mr. Dibdahl. Is there any objections? Thank you very much. So approved. Any staff reports?
No manager's report.
Okay, we'll move on to the mayor's report. And in the mayor's report, I just want to say, six of us attended Southeast Conference last week, or parts of it, and you can each individually say what you want to about it, but it was a good interchange of municipality peoples back and forth with one another, and I thought it went well. We had over 205 to 210 registered people at the convention, so there was probably another 50. Turnout was very good. People were very interested in the causes and in the data that was presented during the conference. For you, all of those who didn't get the two reports from Southeast Conference on the economic trends, I can get copies of that for you and give it to you if you wish. And also there was a special maritime booklet put out, and that shows all of the different things that we do in Southeast Alaska that's related to the blue workers or maritime industries that we have. And it adds up to between 26 and 30% of our economic moving forward in our region with just those things alone. So it's pretty impressive. The reports are good in that manner. And I think we need to all be looking forward to ways that we can improve on any one of those different industries within the maritime culture and in all of our different communities, not only the big ones, but the smaller communities also. Thank you all for being here on Saturday, another half a day together, and getting to the end of the lobbying permit and made decisions, and that is accomplished, and we'll move forward on signing that contract in the next couple of weeks with Mr. Steedle, looking at that already. And that's all I have. Committee reports. Ms. Becker?
None, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee met a little before our assembly meeting tonight. We heard an annual report from the Youth Activities Board, which continues to do yeoman's work in divvying and dividing and awarding the youth activities grants. We also recommended appointments, reappointment of Jeff Sloss, an appointment of Kelly, I believe it's Pajanau, it may be Pajanag, I apologize, to terms expiring August 31st of 2016.
Are there any objections? So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee also wrapped up a lengthy process with some recommendations for a policy to allow limited fundraising by some of our advisory boards. Specifically, these would be boards that do not hear appeals or adjudicate, boards that do not give out city money, and not our enterprise boards. But this policy would allow these boards to raise limited funds and require them to have a treasurer, each board that does that, to have a treasurer that accounts for those, so that they can better do the jobs that we, the Assembly, have charged them with doing for us without necessarily coming back to the City General Fund for any and every event or activity that requires a meeting or an event or an expenditure. And so the HRC recommended forwarding both the policy and a very slight revision to our board's resolution to the full Assembly, and you should see those fully written out for a future meeting.
And those have all been passed through staff so they can look at it? And
oh, staff was instrumental, Mr. Mayor.
I know that. I just wanted to put it on the record.
And by instrumental, I mean they did the work and we tweaked it.
Okay. Good. Anything else, Mr. Keel?
Nothing further from the Human Resources Committee. Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. Thank you very much. Ms. Crane?
Nothing. Thank you.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our next Lands Committee is October. Committee meeting is October the 28th at 5 p.m.
Thank you. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next Public Works and Facilities meeting will be October 7th. And right now we have staff update on biosolids for the committee, and Mr. Watt says he's working on some housekeeping things that he'll bring forward to there, but no other identification at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. And we'll move on now to liaison reports. Mr. Jones.
Nothing tonight, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Nankervis.
Nothing tonight, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last Visitors and Convention Bureau, the membership expressed an interest in having some input in the next comprehensive plan update. And specifically, they've asked for possibly a joint meeting with the community development group and also the Planning Commission. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Smith. Mr. Dibdahl?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Ms. Crane?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I am the Assembly liaison to the Alaska Coastal Rainforest Center, which is now an institute within the University of Alaska Southeast. CBJ was one of the founding members of the ACRC. They held their annual meeting Thursday afternoon, and there was an all-day 8-to-5 retreat on Friday, led by the 4-acre group. Very interesting meeting. ACRC is looking at how the membership on the coordinating committee will be funded, and since it's moved from a very let me see. It's moved into a fully functioning organization at this point as part of the university and is looking at the changes that need to be made to administration at this point and board membership. And it was an excellent meeting that day. The members of the meeting included National Marine Fisheries, Forest Service, National Weather Service, NOAA. There were approximately 15 members there. Also, one of our Canadian members participated because this is also a transboundary group. So, and at this point, we're looking at whether CBJ should continue to be a board member or an observer of the group.
Okay. I would just recommend that we try to stay a member and work hard at it.
Well, I agree. I think it's of great importance to Juno. We're trying to make sure that scientific research is centered in Juno from federal agencies and others. But ACRC is facing some of the same problems that many other organizations are with funding. Mm-hmm. And they're now talking about should board members have some skin in the game here. UAS is putting in $50,000 a year. UAA puts in money. UAF puts in $50,000 a year. I've said I don't think it's likely that there's going to be a contribution from CBJ to be on the board, but you know that's a decision this group will have to make at a later time.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Crane. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Affordable Housing Commission next meets October 1st, after everyone on the commission votes, of course. and the Eagle Crest Board of Directors next meets on October 3rd. It's my understanding that season pass sales are going well with the PFD amount out. Folks should remember to buy early for the best savings.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Wanamaker? Randy, or
thank you, Mayor. I had to take the mute off.
Okay.
There's no report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Did I miss anybody? Ms. Becker? Go ahead, Ms. Becker. Oh, my goodness.
Campus Council has started meeting again, and the Chamber Board meeting will be next, the 2nd of October. Committee of the Whole, I forgot to mention, will meet on the 30th of this month, and I have a question for the Lands Chair, if I may ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. When did you say the next Lands meeting was?
Perhaps I was misreading my calendar. But
I thought it was the 30th, and so I'm questioning.
September.
October.
What is it?
In October.
October
28th. Right.
Okay, so there isn't one on September 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
Yes.
Okay. Two meetings.
Okay, that's the next one. Okay. Right. I didn't hear you say that. I thought,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Thank you, Mr.
Everybody's tired.
Thank you. We've got a calendar in front of us here real soon. Thank you, Ms. Becker. We'll move on to presiding officers. Mr. Jones?
Both the appeals are moving forward. Different actions are taken on each one, and they're all on time at this point.
All right. Thank you very much. And you're the only lucky one with an appeal officership, huh? You should feel privileged, Mr. Jones.
I'm learning a little bit.
Okay, good. Assembly comments and questions, and I would just like to call your attention to the calendar that was handed out on your desk at the beginning of the meeting, and this is from our clerks, and we're trying to find a day in latter part of October into November for our retreat that we do every year. So if this isn't right with your annual leave schedules and everything, please get it right. Mr. Dibdahl, make sure yours is right, please.
I recommend you meet on Thanksgiving, and thank God the glass has been half full.
Thank you, Mr. Dibdahl. So if you'll look over the calendar in the next two or three months and see what may be available for you or when you'll be out of town, make sure the clerk knows that, and we'll try to fit our, it's going to be a busy next couple months, so, with AML and a couple other things that are going on. Ms. Becker, assembly comments and questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We attended the Remembering on September 11th at Rotary Park, which was very nicely done. The Rotarians, the Valley Rotarians, do a great job. Bill Peters was the master of ceremonies, and it was just very, very moving and touching. Attended the funeral of a beloved teacher, Jan Niemeyer, and I just mentioned it because I worked with her, and she was an art teacher at Thunder Mountain, and there were so many students who spoke about their relationship with her and how much she meant to them. Roger Healy is her husband, and of course he was an employee of the city, so I just would like us to keep he and his son in our thoughts. Today, a couple of us were treated to, a few of the assembly candidates were treated to a most interesting forum by the Thunder Mountain students, and that's always a really, and to me, it's a fun event. They had excellent questions, and they had worked very hard on the presentation, so that was a good event, I thought. And then United Way Day of Caring is on October 1st, and I mention it because I want to thank the city for having members of the staff who will be working on projects, and also to thank businesses in the community who support our social service agencies who need projects done. And it's a day that they spend 4 or 5 hours helping our social service agencies get painting and cleaning, whatever finished, that whatever they want to have done. So I really appreciate the community, and I appreciate CBJ too for helping with that. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Mr. Wanamaker, assembly comments?
Not tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know I wasn't the only one who joined Ms. Becker at the 9/11 memorial, but my compliments as well to the folks who put it on. I was privileged to attend the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 262, 70th anniversary here in Juneau. They are, to my knowledge, the only local with a training facility here in the capital city, and they do a bang-up job. They have a number of apprentices who are learning the trade here in Juneau to pursue that work here in Southeast Alaska. And it was good to have the opportunity to congratulate them. And then only two things to announce. As happens this time every year, it will be the capital city's privilege to welcome the University of Alaska Board of Regents. They meet here in Juneau the 26th and 27th. And they have a number of issues, not only of statewide, but of UAS interest on their agenda this meeting. I'll encourage anyone who can attend part or all of their meetings to learn a little more about what's going on with our remarkable university. And the Emergency Preparedness Expo is Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th at Centennial Hall. All are welcome. There's a lot to learn, and we can all be a little safer if we're all a little better prepared, all a little more ready to help out our neighbors. So I encourage folks to attend that. That's been put on by a wide variety of groups, nonprofits, and, of course, our city emergency management staff. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Madam Crane?
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I thought I was down to the last three meetings, but I see the finance chair squeezed in another meeting, so it looks like I still have four to go. Thank you.
We're going to continue to do this for the next month or two, Mr. Dibdahl. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I see by this calendar that I'm going to miss the farewell to Mr. Dibdahl meeting. And if the assembly would indulge me just for a moment, I just want to tell Johan that in view of his nearly two decades of service, both in the Planning Commission and the Assembly, I'm going to miss seeing this, but I'm going to miss the good counsel of Mr. Dibdahl. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Nan Curvis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say I'm back. I've been out of pocket for about a month visiting family, much needed thing to do and very enjoyable. It's caused me to miss a lot of committee stuff, but I was able to get to some of the meetings via telephone and driving a long ways and pulled off a couple of things, but not as many as I would have liked to have done, but it was a trade-off to do some things, and I appreciate everybody's patience with me while I was out of pocket. The only other thing I wanted to talk about was an ordinance we passed tonight, 2013-11L, and it was the one having to do with the funding for the facility plan updates for the wastewater treatment. And I believe I neglected, I'm on the Public Works and Facilities Committee, I believe I neglected to ask this question, but I think it's one that we need to probably put an answer out more often than this, because some of the language said that the project loans will be repaid with wastewater utility customer revenues. And we kind of breeze over that, and I know I did in the committee meeting. You get stuck on some bigger topics, and sometimes you don't get back to those littler things, but I believe they're important to people. And I think it would be great to have some sort of an estimate when we have things like that. I don't recall seeing an estimate at the committee level, and it prompted that question in here, and I'm fine with the ordinance. I just think it would be great for informative purposes for us to have an idea of what that might be. It might be 3 cents, I don't know, but it would just be nice to have that sort of an estimate, because I believe they could come up with that based on the number of customers and the cost, what that would work out to be. But it's just one of those things that I believe when people hear us pass these and they see that we just passed on a possible rate increase or more money to them, I would like to be able to answer what that is if they ask me. And if that question comes up when they're listening to this, we don't have that there, and maybe in the future we could just get those. Not a big deal. It's just one of those little pieces of information I think would be great to get out there. And I would like to echo Mr. Smith's comments about Mr. Dibdahl. While I've only been here a short time, I do appreciate his 18 years, almost 20?
It'll be 23 total.
23, okay, of his public service. I think that's just wonderful. Not a lot of people will put in that much time, volunteer, basically. And I think that's great. He's been wonderful to work with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The only thing I would just reiterate what Sue Baxter talked about, the Juno World Affairs Canadian Forum, is the all day on the 18th and 19th of October out at the university. There's also a talk on the evening of the 17th. I think there's a small reception on the 17th. The university is doing a reception on the 18th, and one of the keynote speakers will be doing the evening at Egan that night, even though it's Alaska's day holiday on the 18th. So I would encourage assembly members to attend if they can. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Now is the next opportunity for the public to participate with us on non-agenda items. Anybody in the public wish to tell us what to do? Seeing none, public participation is closed.
Stand up.
Who?
No.
There's no executive session tonight.
Nope. Thankfully.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.